But that sounds to me absolutely irregular to have the leadership reject something that the committee has pushed forward after consideration and to go back to the original draft.
Well, it wasn't it wasn't illegal, or it wasn't against, you know, the rules of the House or anything, and I think that probably happens from time to time. I think the fact that it happened in this situation, where you were dealing with really critical constitutional issues, made it much worse that that's what happened. And that's, I think, why you got the kind of anger that I saw, especially from the House Judiciary people who, you know, on both sides, who had, you know, who were the only ones. They were the only ones of anybody in the House, basically, who read the bill.
Yeah.
And that's typical, too. You know, that mostly only the committee people who have have jurisdiction over a bill are going to be the ones who've paid much attention to it. So the people who read the bill and recognized that there were a lot of problems with it were the ones who got rolled.
And how long is this bill?
No, I'm not sure how much the final was. It's 150, 200 pages.
Of legal writing?
Yeah.
So it's not easy reading. It's not like 150 pages of some novel.
No. It's not a novel. But if, you know, I'm not a lawyer, and though I've worked on this kind of stuff for a number of years, if you look at there are some critical passages you look at, and those the issues that are raised in those passages were pretty widely discussed, certainly in the Judiciary Committee and by civil liberties groups like mine and others. You know, before the bill passed, we said, this bill massively increases secrecy so that people won't find out what the government's doing. It further criminalizes people who are engaged in political dissent activity. And the biggest enemy, if you look at who is the enemy in this bill, you know, who's the bad guy? The bad guy's the courts. Mm-hmm. Because the courts are cut out from doing their balancing act. They are not permitted. People can't appeal certain issues to the courts to try to resolve. Or in other situations, the courts are not allowed to take up certain kinds of issues. They can, you know, you can appeal something to the court, but they're not allowed to deal with what I would argue are some of the most important issues that should be raised, but they're not allowed to hear those. So, you know, those kinds of things were part of the original bill. I could tell they were in them. We talked about them. Some of the press covered those kinds of issues. So it was, you know, it wasn't anybody in the Congress who wanted to know that could figure that out.
This is Radio Blowback, and we are talking with Kit Gage.